KMX News Time 1022. Many people in Southern California are wondering about possible dangers that might be posed by radiation blowing this way from Japan's nuclear plant emergency. Joining us now live, Dr. Jane Orient, president of Doctors for Disaster Preparedness. So, Dr. Orient, how about it? Should we all run and hide?
No, I'm not the least bit worried, and you shouldn't be either. There's a whole industry in this country devoted to terrifying people about the teeniest, tiniest doses of radiation. Which we live in a sea of radiation. It's natural. It's normal. And low doses are probably good for you.
Low doses of radiation are good for you. So this stuff coming in from Japan, we ought to all just go out and stand on the beach and breathe?
Yeah, it won't make any difference, actually. The doses will be so low.
Okay. If this is being overblown, are there steps that people ought to take to minimize their exposure or what?
Why minimize your exposure to nothing? But there are things people should do to learn about radiation and to minimize their exposure if there is a real problem. For example, if a North Korean nuclear weapon explodes in California, then we'll have serious radiation to worry about. But there are things you can do, like taking shelter to protect yourself, and there are things you can do to prevent panic, which will kill more people than the nuke, by measuring it. And you can do that quite easily with a little meter made out of a tin can. The instructions can be downloaded free on the internet. And
actually, I'm looking at the internet site. This is from a magazine that was printed in the 1950s, right?
Well, a Parade magazine printed a simple thing in the 1950s, but the federal government put out this book called Nuclear War Survival Skills, which is available free online. And you can get the instructions for making yourself a Carney fallout meter. Thousands of school children have done it. I've done it, certainly. And my article gave the website for that, www.oism.org/NWSS.
And this will help you build a radiation dosimeter, basically?
It'll help you to build a little radiation meter
mm-hmm.
out of stuff that you have around the house. And from this you'll learn sort of like what you should worry about and what you shouldn't worry about.
Okay.
And, we really don't have any equipment anymore to measure radiation because we gave it away. Or dumped it in a landfill after the end of the Cold War.
Who'd we give it to? Maybe we could get it back, huh?
Some people did salvage it and are selling it, but basically, we did not replace it. State Departments of Emergency Services don't have it any longer.
Well, basically, Dr. Orient, the bottom line here is a lot of people are being sold a real healthy bill of goods here. They're running out. They're buying iodine pills. They're getting lead shields. This kind of stuff. It's needless at this point.
It's needless, and there are people dedicated to trying to shut down our nuclear power industry, which we desperately need to generate electricity. The people in Japan are suffering now because they don't have electricity, not to mention their homes and their families have been washed away. And we're concerned about doses of radiation that are not going to harm you.
Well, we do appreciate you joining us. Again, that's Dr. Jane Orient.